Ever wondered how AI could evolve without human intervention? Today, we're diving into group evolving agents. You're listening to Exploring Next. I'm Izzo, joined by Boone. It's February 9th, 2026.
So what's the core issue here? AI systems are often stuck in their predefined architectures, right? They can train, but can't really improve themselves.
Exactly. This paper introduces a group-centric approach to evolution. Instead of one agent evolving in isolation, why not let a group share experiences and learn together?
Right. The architecture of GEA allows for explicit experience sharing. It's like a team project where everyone contributes and learns from each other.
But will this actually ship? Is there a market for it? I see potential in continuous self-improvement tools for developers.
Good point. But think about scalability. If you have a group sharing experiences, how do you manage that data without it becoming a mess?
True, there's a risk of complexity, but if they can prove its robustness, it could be a game changer for real-time AI training.
And let's not forget reproducibility. Can you replicate these results consistently across different environments?
Right. They need to tackle that if they want to convince anyone to adopt it.
Let's talk about the benchmarks. They beat state-of-the-art methods, but how do we know those results hold up under stress?
Exactly my thought. They need user success stories or case studies from real-world applications.
Okay, let's shift gears. For listeners wanting to dig in, they could clone the GEA repo from GitHub.
And check out the Stwee Bench and Polyglot datasets. They can run their own experiments on coding benchmarks.
Plus, exploring meta-learning tools could really deepen their understanding of self-improving agents.
Great suggestions. It seems like there's a lot to unpack here and plenty of hands-on opportunities. All right, keep your eyes peeled for how GA evolves. The future of AI might just depend on it.